listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Russian group behind the data hack of Medibank have dumped 6.5 gigabytes of info onto the dark web. The hackers claiming that is now everything they have from the health insurer. The government and WA Country Health Service is working on a model to enable women to give birth at Carnarvon Hospital once again. That's according to the health minister, who has confirmed the suspension of midwife services at the facility is only temporary. Amber Jade Sanderson says there are unique challenges out bush.
One of the perverse outcomes of introducing a group midwifery practice is it actually reduces the number of births that a GP obstetrician is able to attend, and therefore it's harder to attract the GP obstetrician. And vice versa.
Meanwhile, long-awaited upgrades are expected on the Geraldton Health Campus. Tender for the $122 million project opened yesterday. Local member Lara Dalton says the works include an expanded emergency department.
And an ICU unit, which is absolutely fabulous. We're very excited about it. So expressions of interest are out, and we're encouraging people to have a look at the Tenders WA website.
A high fire danger rating is in place across the state today. It includes the Midwest. Residents are urged to run through their bushfire survival plan. Works continue in Geraldton, resurfacing and resealing more than 14 k's of roads. Olander Crescent and Howe Street, including Jade Place, will be out of action for around 6 days, starting on Monday. To local sport, round 9 of Batavia Bowls gets underway today, with Denison hoping to maintain their top spot when they take on Northampton. That game gets underway at Denison Bowling Club at 9 o'clock, while Wonthella Maroon are up against Geraldton Blue at the same time. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.